What's the halacha if you have a pot of food that has been fully cooked on Shabbos that was removed from the oven? And you want to know, is it mutter to return the food to the oven on Shabbos if you fulfill the various tanoim, the various conditions of chazara? Or do we say that in all cases it's going to be usur to return a pot of food to an oven on Shabbos, even if the food is fully cooked and all of the conditions of chazara are fulfilled? So this is the question. Chazara to the inside of an oven on Shabbos, what is the halacha? That's number one. And number two, what about a warming drawer? You have a warming drawer, which is designated as something that is going to merely warm up the food and not mamish cook the food. So is a warming drawer mutter if the food is fully cooked when you put it in? Is it also because of chazara on Shabbos? So this is the question. And it all starts with the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Lo yishanu ela al gabo, aval esoicha osir. The Gemara makes a very important distinction between returning food to the top of a kira, to the top of a stove, and to the inside of the stove. In the times of Chazal, there were two ways of cooking a food via a stove. Either by putting it on top of the stove, you had a fire, and then there was a countertop, and then there was a hole. So on top of that hole, you had a pot. That was the top of the stove, al-gaba. And in that way, it wasn't directly exposed to the fire. The fire was underneath. That was al-gaba. And then there was a more intense way of heating up the food, and that was by placing it in the kira itself, l'soicha, which means directly on the fire. Inside the oven, the Gemara says there's a chilek between the two types of bishul. And says the Gemara, even though a person is allowed to return a pot of food to the oven if it's going to be al gaba, if it's going to be on top of the oven, if you fulfill the conditions of chazara, nevertheless, chazara in all cases is usur if you return it l'soicha, if you return it to the inside of the oven. So this is the Gemara. So even though if you have conditions of chazara, normally it would be mutter if it's al-gaba, such as it's oida b'yoda, you didn't put it down on the karka, you didn't put it in the fridge, it's still in your hand. You had das to return it when you took it off. It was daitei l'achsir. It was already fully cooked. It was goruf for kotem. There's a blech. All of the conditions of chazara are fulfilled. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, we only are mater chazara al-gaba, but l'soicha, it's going to be us. There's a tremendous machlekes rishonim as to why this is so. Why is chazara always mutter if it's l'soicha to the inside of the kira, inside of the stove? And this question will have tremendous ramifications on the question of returning things to the oven if it's something that meets the conditions of chazara. Rashi explains that this is a unique chumrah when it comes to the cooking that takes place when it comes to a stove. Why? It says Rashi, because if you put it inside the stove, there's ashes there. There's the actual fire that exists inside the stove, and there are ashes there. And you might violate hatmona b'remetz. You might be matmin. You might insulate the food in the remetz. You might put the pot and sink it into the remetz, the ashes, which would be matmin, the food that is being cooked. Memela, it's going to be usur to put the food in the inside of the oven, because you might be matmin it beremetz. The Ramban has a more basic chumrah, and says the Ramban, you know what the pshat in the Gemara is? Says the Ramban, the reason why chazara is usur when you put it l'soicha, the inside of the stove, in direct exposure to the fire, is because it's more intense inside the stove. The heating over there takes place in a more intense fashion. And therefore, since the yisoid of the Isser of Chazar is that it's mechzik mevashel, it looks like you're being mevashel for the first time, even though it physically has already been cooked before, memela, the Isser of mechzik mevashel is more prominent when it's the inside of the stove, because over there it's more intense, and it's more of a direct type of bishul. Therefore, it looks like you're cooking it, even if you have the conditions of chazorah fulfilled. Therefore, we aser chazorah to the inside of the stove on Shabbos, even if the conditions of chazorah were met, because it's more of a mechzik mevashel when you put it in the inside of the stove, since the heat in the inside of the stove is more intense. It cooks it in a more direct manner, in a more intense manner, and it's more of a conventional type of heating. Therefore, says the Ramban, we aser chazor to the inside of the stove. The Baal HaMor has a different mahalach. The Baal HaMor holds that the yisoid of the iser of chazor is not necessarily mechzik mevashel, but rather it's because we're concerned that if you return something, even if it was fully cooked, you might stoke the coals, you might adjust the flame, and you might violate the Isser of Havara. You might violate the Isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos. That's the Isser of Havara. And therefore, we aser chazara on Shabbos, because you might, upon returning the food that was fully cooked to the fire on Shabbos, you might come to stoke the coals, adjust the flame, and violate Havara on Shabbos. Therefore, that's more of a chashash when it's to the inside of the stove, since it's more intense over there, the heat is more prominent, therefore there's more of a chashash that you'll adjust something and you'll violate the Isser of Havara. So this is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Gimel. The question is, based on this Gemara, we should say that it's usur to perform chazara to the inside of an oven, even if you have the conditions of chazara fulfilled, because of this Gemara, it's considered l'soicha. Since it's l'soicha, we should aser it, even though this type of chazara would be mutter if it was agaba, and this is would be based on this Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin. And that's takal, some paiskim assume, some paiskim say, that there is no way to permit chazara to the inside of the oven on Shabbos, because you have a problem of returning it l'soicha, which is aser, at least according to the Rambam. In other words, according to Rashi, you might not have a problem in our contemporary ovens, because in our contemporary ovens, it's not being matmin peremetz. You're not going to be insulating it with ashes. Therefore, according to Rashi, it wouldn't really be a concern when it comes to our contemporary ovens. However, according to the Ramban, it is a concern, because according to the Ramban, the primary iser of l'soich is based on a mechzik mevashel. It more looks like a bishul when you have the heat in a more intense fashion and it's more of a conventional type of bishul. That applies certainly to the inside of the oven, which has more of a concentration of fire. Therefore, even according to the Ramban, even Bisman Hazeh, it would be usur to return foods, even when fully cooked, to the inside of an oven. There's a famous kula of the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Vosner has a kula, and says Rav Vosner, even according to the Ramban, chazara, returning foods that have been fully cooked to the inside of an oven would be mutter if the conditions of chazara are met. And the entire chumrah of l'soicha does not apply in our contemporary ovens. Why? Says the Shevet HaLevi, the entire chumrah only applied in the times of Chazal, because they had a stove, they had a kira, and you had two options of using the kira for cooking purposes. Either you put the pot of food al gaba on top of the stove, by the hole on top, or in the inside of the stove, directly exposed to the fire. There were two options. Memela, if you choose to go in the more intense route, you choose to cook the food with direct exposure to the fire, you are demonstrating the rotzen to cook the food in an intense manner. Therefore, when you have two options in front of you, and you directly choose to cook it l'soicha, in a way where it will cook more intensely, that arises, that causes a concern of mechzik mevashel, and over there we say that it's aser hagam, you have the tanoi chazar. Even though you have the tanoi chazar, we're going to aser if it's l'soicha, because you chose to cook the food in a more direct and more conventional manner. However, says the Shevet HaLevi, when it comes to our contemporary ovens, it's not going to be a concern. Because if you want to cook through the process of bishul in ovens, there is only one method. There is only one method of cooking through the process of bishul in ovens, and that is by putting it inside the oven. There is no al gaba when it comes to bishul in ovens. Therefore, says the Shevet HaLevi, since you only have one option to choose from, you don't have various options, By you putting the food inside the oven, there is no Mechsik Mevashel that applies more than any other Mechsik Mevashel. And just like when it comes to the regular Issach Hazara, which is also based on Mechsik Mevashel, we are Maker when it comes to a person who fulfills the Tanoi Chazara, so too when it comes to returning foods to the inside of the oven, if you have Tanoi Chazara, will be Mutter, because it's not more of a Mechsik Mevashel like any other Chazara. So that is the Shita of the Shevet HaLevi, that there is no Isser of L'soicha b'zman hazeh, because the Isser only applied when you had two options in front of you and you chose to go the more intense mahalach, you chose the more intense type of bishul, and that is by putting the food in the inside of the stove. However, if you have our contemporary ovens which only provide you with one choice, and the only way to cook in the oven is by putting it inside, there is no special Mechsik Mevashel that applies by ovens, and therefore it will be mutter if you fulfill the Tanoi Chazor. However, other Paiskim disagree. Rebbe Yashiv was Machmer and Ganson, and Rebbe Yashiv held that you can't use the contemporary oven. You can't use a contemporary oven when it comes to the Isser of Chazor because it's considered Lesoich. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe wrote a letter to Rebbe Shimon Eider, and this is a well-known letter. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein was more machmer than the Shevet HaLevi. However, Rebbe Moshe did provide an Eitzah, which would be matter chazor when it comes to ovens. And that is by using an insert. It says, Rebbe Moshe, if you use an insert, you have, let's say, a box that you put the food in and you insert this box inside the oven, that negates the problem of Mechsik Mevashel. And then you would be able to perform chazora if the food is fully cooked when you have an oven, even though normally the oven is in fact considered l'soich. So this is the shita of Ramosha. Ramosha said that you need an insert when returning to the inside of the oven. Now when it comes to the isra of shehiya, Ramosha was a little bit more makel to put the food inside the oven and leave it there at the onset of Shabbos. If you put it in before Shabbos and have it cook over Shabbos inside the oven, Rebbe Moshe was makel. If you make sure that there's aluminum foil, you make a blech, some type of a way of performing grufa uktuma. You have, let's say, aluminum foil lined in the inside of the ovens, at least in the bottom. And Rebbe Moshe said then you could perform shehiya on Shabbos, but when it comes to chazara, Rebbe Moshe was more machmir, and Rebbe Moshe only allowed chazara in the inside of the oven if a person uses an insert. So this is with respect to chazor, to the inside of the oven. Now, the question is, what about a warming drawer? So what's the halacha with respect to the chazor of warming drawers? So this, again, is the subject of a tremendous machlokes ha-poskim. And the basic metzias is that many warming drawers today have a way to adjust the flame. There is a way to adjust the temperature, to put it on high, to put it on low. And the problem, it therefore, becomes, is there an Isser of Chazara if you take food that has been fully cooked? You want it to be warmed up. You want it to keep it warm, so you put it in a warming drawer. Is this Usser Mitzad the Isser of Chazara? And again, this is the subject of a Machlekes HaPoskim. Now, what's the basis of a Machlekes HaPoskim? So, we will briefly mention the discussion that pertains to a warming drawer. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe discussing chazara when it comes to a hot plate. You have a plata. You have a hot plate, and you want to know, can I return food to the hot plate on Shabbos? So, this is the subject of a debate, because Rav Moshe seems to give off a little bit of a contradiction in his tshuvas with respect to this hot plate. Rav Moshe gives off two separate lashonis that give us a tremendous nafkamina when it comes to his discussions about a hot plate. And there's a tremendous machlekes among the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, including Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, and Rav Reuven Feinstein, regarding what Rav Moshe's true opinion was. In one place, Rav Moshe says that since the entire Isser of Chazorah is that it's Mechsik Mevashel, so even though the food is fully cooked, if you return it, it looks like you're cooking it for the first time, so it's also Midrabanan on Shabbos. Memela, if you have, let's say, a hot plate that you can't cook the food in, it simply doesn't come to the temperature where it could be Mevashel, it doesn't heat up
so strong, and you poshet in mitzias will not be able to cook the food by using a hot plate. Therefore, there's no iser of chazar, because the whole iser is mechzik mevashel. There is no concern of mechzik mevashel because you can't cook by using the hot plate. That's what Ramesh says in one place. In a different place, Ramesh doesn't stress the fact that you can't cook by using the hot plate, but rather he stresses the fact that it's not the derech bishul b'kach. The entire concern of chazar is that it's mechzik mevashel. It looks like you are cooking the food in this item, in this pot or on this hot plate. It's not mechzik mevashel if it's not normal to cook the food in this manner. Since it's not a conventional way of cooking, it's not osur mishum chazar. So that's the second mahalach. And the nafkamina is very obvious. Many hot plates today, most hot plates today, are able to physically cook the food. If you leave it there, it will cook it. But it still is not the derech to cook it in this or using this hot plate. You don't normally cook food by using this hot plate. So now we have a nafkamina between these two presentations of Ramesh. Is Ramesh's yisoid based on that the fact that you're not able to cook and by using this hot plate, and the mitzias today will have changed and there will be an iser chazar because you could cook in it? Or is the vort that it's not derech bishul b'kach, and even today it's not the derech bishul to cook something by using a hot plate? The derech is only to keep it warm with a hot plate and not actually to cook it. So this is a machlekes. Upon research, it seems like the more prominent mahalach among the Talmidim of Ramesha and those that spoke to Ramesha about this is to be mekel, and to assume that Ramesha's primary opinion had to do with the fact that it wasn't derech bishul. And if that still applies, if it's still not the derech bishul, it's going to be mutter, even if it could physically cook the food. And therefore, we will have a tremendous nafkamina regarding the warming drawer, because a warming drawer is l'chayra part of the same category. It's something that is able to cook the food. It brings it to the sufficient amount of heat to cook it, but it's not derech bishul b'kach. The point, the objective of a warming drawer is to heat it up. It's not meant to actually cook the food. So again, so if you hold that you negate the problem of mechzik mevashel by making it a situation in which it's not derech b'kach, it's going to be mutter. If you need it to be a situation in which you can't physically cook it, then it's going to be us. So this is a machlekes about how to approach the warming drawer. Lamaisa, many poskim do say that you have to cover the heating element with a silver foil, and you have to line it up, and it has to be enough of a hecker, and it has to be sticking out of the warming drawer in a way where you're able to notice it, which will prevent you from stoking the coals. Because even if you assume, like Ramesha, that there is no concern of mechzik mevashel, because it's not the derech bishul to cook something in a warming drawer, we have to deal with other opinions in the Rishayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down there's another opinion in the Rishayim, and that is that the Isser of Chazor is not necessarily totally in mechzik mevashel. The Isser of Chazor has to do with the fact that you might come to light the fire when you stoke the coals and violate the Isser of Havara when returning the food to the fire, as we mentioned earlier, that there's a second shita. So even though the primary sheet in the Rishonim is that the Isser of Chazor is based on Mechzik Mevashel, the second opinion holds that it's not Mechzik Mevashel, it's based on the concern of Shem Yechat Bechom. You might stoke the coals, you might adjust the flame, and violate the Isser of Havara on Shabbos when returning the food. Therefore, if you have some type of hecker, some type of reminder not to stoke the coals, then it will be mutter. So that's what the point of a blech is. So if you have a warming drawer, so the place can say that, what you should do is, to avoid the concern of Shami Yechata B'Chalim, you should line the warming drawer with some type of silver foil, have it sticking out, or cover the knobs, L'chatchila also, to be Mekayim, the Shita of the Paiskim that hold that the way to do Grufa Uktum is by covering the knobs. Again, this is a Machlekes, but that is the basic discussion pertaining to a warming drawer. Is it considered Mechzik Mevashel or not? It's not the derech bishul, but it's shaykh to cook in such a food cooker. And therefore the question is it in fact included in the Isser of Chazara? It's a machlekes ha-poskim. Many poskim say that you could be mekel, but you should try to line the inside of the warming drawer with silver foil and have it stick out in some way where it will be recognizable as a way of performing the goruf or kotum, which is required by usually using a blech.